Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we bring you Mud Baby Roo on the podcast. Let me explain how this happened. So the other day we did a 2-hour long Twitch stream where we were playing all of our favorite songs for each other, and this was one of Lush's favorite songs. Lush said, check out this song, Gun Class. He put it on. We were all going crazy.
Appreciate it.
I start immediately looking up Mud Baby Roo interviews, couldn't really find much. I was like, we got to reach out. We got to make it happen.
It's crazy. My first one.
Right. Because that song only came out like 2 weeks ago, right?
Nah, it's
September?
Like 1.9 in a month. Yeah. Well, it just rolled over the 2 months on the 13th.
Okay.
We shot it November 13th.
Really?
Yeah.
So has it been kind of crazy? You've been getting a lot more attention than you ever got before?
Well, we went out. When we started popping out, going straight. But when I like hit that Famous Animal and got like, it went.
That freestyle.
Yeah. So you went on, this is like a show. Where are they located out of?
Here in Memphis.
Memphis,
like,
okay.
So I'm in West Memphis, Arkansas. I'm not from Memphis.
Right.
But we got like, Memphis a heavy impact.
Right. So you're from West Memphis, Arkansas, which is right near Memphis, but not actually part of Tennessee.
Just a bridge. Yeah, right. The bridge drying out, you can walk over there now.
But that's kind of confusing to people like us.
Nah, it's like, like real close. We like, if you, it's 9 minutes away.
But you feel like you rep Memphis and Arkansas?
I feel like I rep Arkansas, but Memphis people accept me. Like, they ain't just gonna.
Right.
Like, because my family live in Memphis. So I got my grandma and them still live over there.
Right.
What would you say is the biggest difference between Memphis and West Memphis? Obviously, Memphis is a big city.
Is it tiny?
The size.
Is West Memphis little, right?
We got one Walmart. It's three junior highs. Like, and they all go to one high school.
Right.
But I moved out of West Memphis, the next train track over in Marion. This is why I do my like music and shit. I drop video. This is where most of my homeboys from.
Right. So when you got on that Famous Animals thing, though, that really sent your career going in a big direction? Like, what was it? It went viral?
Nah, it went stupid.
Right.
Like, because like how I was just getting bored, chilling in the crib. And, like, I had Gun Class, but I didn't really care for it.
You didn't know it was that good?
Yeah. Like, but the guys, they always, you know, they like listening to it. So I usually just make music for them. They bump it. I ain't really care to put music out. So they was like, I did a Famous Animal before. It went up, like, I say it's like at 300K, but it stopped. So I went back the second time. And I decided, I was like, what song I'm going to do? And, like, they cut the, like, the freestyle. Like, I ain't say, you know, they be like, how you freestyling his boys in the back rapping? I'm like, I say, I got the best verse then. We would put like that. It's, you know. So
well, there's two different definitions of freestyle. There's the traditional, like, off-the-dome freestyle.
I just feel like it was on spot.
No, but people, like, in New York, they've been calling just any random verse you got a freestyle for decades now. So you're not wrong. And I know that a Famous Animal, that's like a real rite of passage for up-and-coming artists out there. Like, that's like, out here we got L.A. Leakers, you know, Sway. That's like a, if you come on a Famous Animal and come correct, you finna get some recognition.
You had the energy in that room, too. All your homies
like,
turning up.
I guess it's kind of like a freestyle, because it wasn't rehearsed either.
Right.
Like, that was off raw energy. Like, the guys in the back, they was just like, they couldn't help it. I couldn't tell them, hey, act like this. I couldn't tell them to chill out, be quiet. They gonna bop regardless. So I ain't know what song to do. I was in the car, like, on the way there. I was like, I just did one to this Nardo Week beat. I was like, I need another one. They was like, dude, do Gun Class. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I don't know if it's gonna hit. They was like, just do gun class. So just cooked it up. Then like he was like famous. Like he usually ad lib a lot. You know, he'd be like, Lego, damn. He said this. Like when it ended, he was like just staring at me like type. He was like, oh, we about to post this ASAP. He edited it so fast. He dropped in like 2 days later. It usually take like a week, but he was like, we got to get this out.
He knew he had one.
Yeah.
So is that going up on like TikTok and Instagram reels and everything like that as well? Because it doesn't have that many views on YouTube, right? Like I feel like it went viral on other platforms as well.
If you're talking about for the famous, on my page is at 1.9.
Oh, yeah. So you have it on your page as well.
The official video.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah.
The famous album is at 500. I don't know.
Is it that much?
500K on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, something that I know that the streets of West Memphis really want to know, and the world at large. We were talking about food earlier. What is your order at Dodge's Chicken?
Chicken.
I'm saying, though. You got to be more specific, though.
What
like,
you mean? You walk in there, I need some fried chicken.
Is
hot. Hot wings, bread. That's the only crunchy hot wing I eat. Other than that, if I'm somewhere else out of town, I got to get them wet wings.
Is Dodge's?
This their spot.
That's that lick right
this
there,
their
right?
Spot.
Yeah.
What y'all call it, like potato wedges? Like
French fries, wedges?
Wedges. We
yeah.
call
like
them.
The, like
we call
the fat ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
We call
yeah,
them. Okay. We go in there, get you some JoJo's.
Some JoJo's.
We call them JoJo's. Get you some JoJo's.
Right.
Little me is straight.
So what was your upbringing like? Take us back to your childhood, if you could.
I grew up on, like, all right, so you know how, like, Memphis got, like, East Memphis, South Memphis, North Memphis. Stop.
Right.
Go to, like, Whitehaven and shit like that. But we across the bridge, so we West Memphis. But I grew up on the north side of West Memphis. Like, but everything, like, it's so jumbled together. It's like, tell you, like, if you into it with somebody, you going to see them at Walmart or something. Same school.
It all goes back to the Walmart, huh?
Yeah, mostly everybody cousin. The whole city.
The Walmart parking lot's cracking.
Oh, yeah, they used to be the spot. They go walk at Walmart. Like, just a spot. We ain't got, like, it ain't nowhere, like, just chill out there, so shit. The biggest spot. The most lit up place probably is the Walmart.
So right. Nah, especially when I was a kid, that was pretty much the only place where there was anything going on past like 11 p.m.
Shit, if you ain't had no video game shit, pull up the Walmart, break your neck. Look at the screen, play all day.
So you grew up with both parents, or what was your family like?
I grew up with my mom, my grandma, my uncles.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, he was in and out. You know how they go. He cool. Like, I fuck him.
Right.
I forgave him for the shit.
For just not being around?
Yeah. But I don't just, like, I forget it like that.
But you don't feel close to him?
Nah. Just be cool.
Right.
Like, feel like if I forgave him, shit, it's enough.
Has he tried to, like, come into your life more as you got older?
Yeah, it's just, like, wrong time. Like, I'm eventually gravitate back to him, but right now I'm just focused on the folks that were helping me at that moment. Like
right.
I'm saying. My granny, my mama, and my mama, two brothers, my uncle, like, them my family, like, yeah, it's close. Other than them, I got the guy, but shit, this my, like, shit, fuck with them the most.
How old are you, bro?
21, my birthday, December 29th.
Oh, 20. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so you're about
to
turn
to
22.
At the
right.
End of the year.
Okay, and so what was the environment like, though? Like, what was your family, was there music in your house, or, like, what was the environment like?
Yeah. Shit, everybody talented in music, my friend, I ain't gonna lie. Like, whether it's church, shit, everybody, shit, I feel like I don't care where you from. If you from a small city, you going to be brought up in the church somehow. Shit, I used to play drums in the church. I don't know how to read music, none of this shit. If they I can just play by ear, whatever I hear, I can catch on to it. So, shit, I always been good at music. My mama, she sang gospel and shit.
Did you grow up on a lot of Memphis rap, like 8-Ball MJG, 3-6 Mafia and all that?
I just love they beats.
Okay.
But who I grew, I like Young Pepe.
Okay.
We bump Pepe and Keith a lot.
Cause that,
like
that how, Chicago
like,
shit.
Like how West Memphis is, shit, it's like me and somebody else, we just blew. We like the first two to ever get a foot in it, like in the dough from West Memphis. So we don't gravitate towards nobody really unless they like the next big thing, like type shit. So if we sitting in the crib just scrolling on YouTube, Young Pepe just dropped. Shit, we gonna bump that. Keith just dropped 2015. Keith did it.
But why do you think that stuff appealed to you so much? Is it because shit was so real? Shit was going down around there that you were drawn to this extremely violent drill music?
Like, yeah, yeah. I just like what they were saying. Like, I'm like, God damn, it's so violent, but how he's saying it make you feel okay.
Like, and there's a lot of people from Chicago that moved down there, right?
Like the, Arkansas, shit, yeah. It's deep. You can come across a lot of people from everywhere. Because Chicago, like, well, we at Arkansas really close to everything. Shit. You got Memphis right across the bridge. Keep going 3 hours out. Now we in Nashville. Mm. Go the opposite way in Arkansas, 3 hours out, you in St. Louis. Then extra five hours, we in Dallas. Shit, everything.
Right.
4 hours
from
Atlanta.
You don't, like, feel isolated there. You feel like you could go to all these different places.
You can, but...
Well, the average person doesn't.
If you're stuck in with Memphis, yeah, it's isolated.
Right. So, okay, does the average... Because you're real young.
Us moving around is Memphis. Shit,
right. All right, 3-6 Mafia came out, like, late 90s, mid-90s. Like, do you feel like they still matter to the young generation? To like, because I feel like a lot of the sound, you still hear it. Like, you listen to a fucking Drake record or like, a lot of these, like, some of the biggest artists are doing beats that are using Project Pat samples, Gangsta Boo,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah, they shit legendary. Like, you just ain't gonna catch nobody my age just, like, bumping this shit.
Right.
But if you hear the Turtle Club or beat, we gonna go in the yo and put our type shit on there. Like, we ain't gonna rap how they rap. We gonna put, like, the new 2020 shit, 2022 shit on they beats. Keep the classic beats, but rap how we do our own shit, throw our own sauce on.
Right.
I love them beats.
It only makes sense because, I mean, 3-6 would remake the same song. Like, Tear the Club Up, they remade that song many times over the years. And then even if you were a kid nowadays, you could listen to the fucking Travis Scott record that damn near has that hook on one of the songs, you know?
Yeah,
it's like, realistically, that's the kind of song that is meant to be made and remade over and over throughout time, I guess.
And even that Who Run It beat, well, that's an old-ass song.
I got one of the, I actually got a Who Run It on SoundCloud.
That's what I was, when that beat came back out.
Yeah, it was a little challenge.
A few years ago, everybody...
Yeah, it went crazy. Like, we got it. Them challenges influence us, too, because we feel like, oh, shit, I do this challenge, I'm going to blow. Shit, Migo, he had their Rockstar Challenge. Everybody in the city, we doing the Rockstar Challenge.
When did you first realize, though, that you, like, I know you said you was musical at an early age, you was playing the drums and all that. What made you gravitate towards actually rapping, though, and, like, what was that all about?
Always corrupt. Like, no, there's like a cliche answer though, but like on some real shit, like I ain't, like I was bad as fuck as a kid, but I was sneaky. Like, I go sneaking rap and hide the shit so my, like, block my mama type shit so she won't see what I'm talking about on this shit. But like, I say, like, I got videos, I'm like 12, 13. I say, like, 13 and shit, that's when I started, like, actually, like, putting beats on YouTube and recording the phone and shit. But then, like, I went viral in high school. I hit 1 million views in like 5 days. Me and the guy, we were just in the shit and shit. I was freestyling that motherfucker. But I did it to a beat, and they called me. They were like, can't do that. Took the video down, that video, deleted it.
Oh, you took, like, you took a beat from YouTube, yeah.
But I wasn't, shit, I wasn't making no money off of it. And I just freestyled to it, like.
That must have hurt, though. You have your first glimpse of what it would be like to go viral, and then they take it from you?
In high school, it's popping.
Damn.
Hit a million and
then did you, like, re-upload, do another version, but it.
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, you can ask anybody that beer. They put me in a slump.
Mm.
I was like, fuck, Ralph. I just hit 1 million views for absolutely nothing.
All y'all producers gotta let these high school kids live. You feel me? Like, come on, bruh. That's scandalous. So, was you, like, as far as the street shit, was you getting in trouble at an early age, or were you kind of like laying low? What was that like?
I ain't never get caught.
Okay.
Sneaky.
Right.
Did a lot of shit. But, like, as far as, like, me blatantly putting shit in folks' face, say, like, about 16, is when I started, like letting my mom and them know it's like, shit, can't keep hiding this shit forever.
You got a freestyle that you had a reel on your IG. Real dope, by the way. You was going crazy. And you was,
oh, yeah.
And you was talking about, like, you're talking about your pops in there, you feel me? You said your daddy was a GD and all that, and you was talking about, like, how that, did that influence
you? No, I'm saying, he ain't GD, my dad is
something. Okay.
But I'm saying, like, I got this shit from my dad, like.
Okay, yeah.
He's in the shit, that's what he, like, he was in the street, that shit just in my, shit just in it.
But was your dad around a little bit when you were a kid, like, you were getting to see him here and there?
Yeah.
And was he? Bit,
like, glimpses home and shit.
But I'm guessing that he was in the streets pretty heavy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And so.
He the first one to catch me smoking. How about shit about living?
He caught you smoking 11.
Now I walked, like, I ain't know he lived in some apartment and shit, so I ran by him. He was like, hey. I was like, who is that? I walked by, I was like, damn, it's my daddy.
And what he say?
He was like, you high? I was like, mm-mm. He said, he already knew, like, just stop lying. Like, he ain't really, he got on it. He was mad, but shit.
Damn, but so.
11 is crazy. I was 12. Well, I thought that was you.
Smoking at 11? Yeah, but in general, it's like just a crazy scenario because it's like, yeah, you know, I could have used this guidance a couple years ago. Like, you could have been telling me but this other times,
that,
right?
That's why I was so sneaky because I was like, I was bad, but I cared about the ad whoop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't trying to deal with that when I got back to the crib. So everything I did, I just swept this shit on the rug. Cause my uncles and them, like, they was it. They was
in
my life.
So growing up in your area, though, is there a lot of, is it pressure for you to, you know, really get in the streets? Or you feel like, in terms of the gang shit, is that a big presence there?
Yeah, it's a big presence. It's been there. But, like, how in West Memphis, it ain't really no gang shit. It's cliques. With a whole different gangs in that motherfucker. Like, in my shit, the 40 Boys shit, you got everything. Crip, Vilo, all that shit. We don't do that shit. But it's like, size. They beef hard on size. Like,
so it's block to block type
block
shit?
Block to block, clique to clique, side to side.
Because Memphis always tripped me out, because where it's located, you know, you in the, like you said, you in the middle of the fucking map. So you got L.A. gangs, you got Crips and Bloods, and you also got Chicago gangs, GDs, Vice Lords, and all that, and it's all kind of mixed together.
Yeah, you gonna have to adapt. Got to. Shit, you ain't, it ain't gonna be nobody forcing you in the streets, but shit, if you got day one niggas, like, that you been with, like, niggas I've been with since kindergarten, they just go off and do them shit, I'm like, this my day one, I'm going with them too, shit. It ain't nobody just gonna, I knew not to, I ain't never let no nigga peer pressure me in the shit. Anything I did, shit, it was 100, that's on me.
So your crew is 40 Boys?
Yeah.
And so you don't feel like the street shit necessarily impacts that or whatever, the gang shit? Like, you could just kind of fuck with whoever, or is it more complicated than that?
Shit, where I'm from, shit, you can fuck whoever you want to fuck with. But if it's understood that it's smoke, can't play both sides on it. Like, I just feel like this for anywhere in the city. Like, shit, anywhere in the world, shit, if you got smoke, you just can't post up and shit. But if you are, most of the niggas that get money focus on only money. That's who fuck with the whole city. Like, ain't no beef stopping no bread.
I mean, many people would tell you.
A lot of niggas with their minds.
Many people would tell you that it holds L.A. back, that so many of the artists feel like they can't fuck with other people because the politics are so complicated here, you know?
And oh, yeah.
In comparison to a place like Atlanta, where it feels like the vast majority of artists just work with each other.
I don't feel like they go. That ain't for me. Yeah, no.
So you fuck with whoever.
Like, yeah, whoever want to drop, this shit going to get dropped. Them ain't my up. Shit, it ain't like I'm just going to go post up in they hood and say fuck who y'all beefing with. Because, shit, I got my own problems in the city. If you ain't from my city, shit, I ain't got, shit, I'll do anything with anybody, shit. If you want to drop, it's music.
Because from what I understand, like, Arkansas right now is a lot of, people want to see in Arkansas that movement raise up.
This go for 49, the other 49 states, they don't go for my shit. Like, with me, my city, like, I ain't doing no song with nobody on for it.
Right.
And I'm not doing no song with you if you fuck with them tough. Like, type shit. If you just a nigga networking from side to side, all right, that's different. But if you on one side too much, hell nah. But if I'm networking out of state and shit, like, I ain't with all this shit. We just gonna do what we do and get on. I ain't trying, like, I be in a certain relationship with certain people, but I ain't trying to, like, get too into it with me.
Right. The reason why, like, you super interesting, bro, is because all of us, we don't really know too much. Like, when I think of Arkansas,
Bill Clinton,
look at Fields,
Darren McFadden, you feel me? Bill Clinton, I think Scottie Pippen from out there.
Yeah, Neo.
Neo, and banging in Little Rock, you feel me? Like,
yeah, that was
banging in Little Rock.
Documentary. I actually got he said, we don't know nothing but gang bang. I got them beginning one of my songs, like that intro.
So you saw that movie growing up and all that?
Like... No, I just watched it like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Because one of my coaches for the basketball team, he from Little Rock. So shit, we always, I just look into politics anywhere though. Like, I'm a big, like, go on YouTube. Like, before I actually got on and shit, I go on YouTube, look up like he said, shit, Chicago beef. St. Louis beef, Jacksonville beef. That's all you're going to see on my YouTube history. Like, shit, we looking at politics, trying to see how shit work in each city.
Right. But that were you equally interested in watching that kind of stuff about your city?
Shit, ain't nobody came and did that type of shit for us. Cause like the city dangerous, but we really low key with shit.
Right.
Like with Memphis, it hit like number 3 on the murder rate one time in Arkansas type shit.
Right.
But we don't really too much like we don't drop like if you diss a nigga in Arkansas, it's gonna be subliminal.
Right.
Like not on no scary shit, but I feel like niggas got certain respect for niggas that died, that type shit. Just a little bit for them. Because they don't really, niggas don't really name drop. But if you name drop, it's going to go.
Because, all right, this is a thing that we've seen happen to multiple rappers from Memphis where they pop off and they sign to, you know, one of the big dogs in Memphis. And then it comes out later on that they had Facebook statuses back in the day talking about how they maybe liked the other guy versus the other guy. You know, I'm not trying not to be disrespectful because, you know, God bless the dead, R.I.P. Yeah. Dolph and everything. But growing up, was that like a big thing for you in high school and shit of just kind of observing these Memphis crews and the beef and everything?
I say 10th grade, I was still like, shit, I was still 15. I was still young in the 10th grade.
Right.
But this is when I used to really gravitate, like listening to this shit, look at this shit. I was like, this shit tough.
Right.
But ain't nobody ever just decide to come shoot no hood vlogs and shit in Arkansas.
Right.
But we got, it's some shit out there, though, on every side. Like,
no, I've been watching some shit.
Like, how small it is, I can really say shit. Every side, really, fuck my music. Like, right. Niggas from every side gonna share my shit. Because it's like, how we came up, it's like, everything got bad when niggas hit junior high. Elementary, I'm on the north side, I go steal a bike or some shit, ride to the east side, fuck with the projects. I lived in the projects and shit.
Right.
On the other side.
But that's when it started to get real.
I had a
beef.
House on the south side, all this shit. But when niggas hit about 9th, 10th grades, like certain shit just hell now it just all broke apart.
Were you listening to more Gotti or Dolph growing up?
Neither one of them.
Really?
Telling you, I was on it. For some reason, I'm telling you, like
you were a drill.
Chiraki.
Like this for anybody. This anyways, Memphis, if you come to the city, they'll tell you, like, who you listen growing up to. Most niggas will listen to Memphis, but, like, that's too close. Like, this right. close. This like, we can go across the bridge and see them. We trying to, I told you, we gravitate towards the bigger shit.
You know what's funny? Is that I at first, when I heard you saying, like, she fuck with Ruger, yeah, that rapper dude, and I'm thinking, I'm thinking he's talking about Ruger from Chicago. Okay. And then I realized, like, oh, he's talking about himself. Yeah, Mud Baby Ru. Yeah. He's Ruger. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Ru stand for Ruger. A lot of the guys get there too.
But then
like,
it's weird that you actually are a huge fan of Chicago music.
I fuck with him. Yeah. Tough. Like, I be bumming. Like, you can't.
Both
Chicago
sides.
Chicago with type of, like, type shit, pick side type shit.
Mm.
Bumping everybody.
Right.
Shit. Smirk gonna drop. I'm on it.
But
shit,
it makes you curious.
I'm listening to it.
Because you're listening to King Von rap about all these dudes that you might not even know about. And then you're all of a sudden curious, like, what did he do to make King Von hate him that much?
I'm telling you. My YouTube history full of that. But I went like, I didn't really start, like, looking into Von until he started coming out more because he was still in, like, chilling and shit.
Right.
But, like,
and he was locked up in front of
you. He was in jail. I'm looking up like niggas like Rondo number 9, them beef and shit like that. Oh shit.
It's almost kind of embarrassing that I didn't really know as much about King Von as I should have when I did that interview. But also, most of the stuff that I know about him now is obviously shit you're not bringing up in interviews.
You ain't finna ask him that.
Yeah.
As far as like the, you know, there's some fools buzzing in Arkansas right now, like the Little Rock dudes and shit. Are you tapped in with any of them? Cause
yeah,
like the Mucho Remo and all that.
I be bumping on JB.
Okay,
JB and Rundown Chopper Boy.
Rundown Chopper Boy hard.
Yeah, that's my guy.
And there's a conflict going on between that. Do you feel like there's a lot of division?
It's too close to home.
Yeah,
Little Rock 2 hours from us. 1 hour we in that cat.
So you feel like there's a lot of division caused by the Remo and Chopper Boy situation?
Yeah, I feel like since it's too close to home, you just rap with who you rap with.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna, like, once again, I ain't picking no sides and shit, but, like, I just never gravitated to his music first. Like, the first nigga I started bumping from Lil Rock was JB and shit. And his one nigga name, I forgot, I think Wooter 187 Wooter. I used to bump him, but he went to jail.
What about Bankroll Freddy?
Nah, we ain't know he was dropping shit till he came out with his, you know
fucking
what I'm
with
saying?
QC
big
and
shit,
all that.
Big
yeah.
shit. Like, we ain't telling you, like, we don't really. Like, yo, it got to be a real sensation to catch West Memphis. Like, I ain't even, like, on no trying to stand that shit, but it's, like, real. Because, like, it's so small, we ain't got shit to do. So we go to Memphis, it's a, we gonna hear Dolphin God in them.
But do you feel like since you kind of popping now, is there pressure from, because there's like this beef that's dividing the you know, the state and area, all the cities around there, do you feel like there's pressure for you to kind of like pick a side and all that?
Hell no. Everybody been in my shit, sharing my shit, saying like shit, put on for the city. I'm putting on for my side, but shit, I'm still putting on for the city too at the end of the day. Cause this city molded me hard.
Do you feel like, is Memphis having like a real moment right now over the last couple of years? Because you look at it as like Pooh Shiesty was kind of like the hottest rapper of 2021 or whatever. And then like Glorilla was kind of the hottest rapper this year in a lot of ways. It kind of feels like Memphis is just getting more consistent with just having hot artists come out of there.
I feel like Memphis going to always get looked at because of the legends that popped out of there.
Right.
So, like, shit, if you got like 3-6, they beats going to last until they good and retired type shit. You got like a lot of shit. Craig Pettis, you got famous drug lords and shit from Memphis. So Memphis always gonna be a main target. So, but most people ain't gonna take that extra little 9 minutes come across the bridge and hear what we gonna say, unless you put it in their face. But like, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like I got hated a lot once I blew, cause shit, I ain't got no work ethic.
Really?
Real shit.
No work ethic.
Like, not like I'm lazy, but like I feel like all my folks, they be like, dude, drop. I'm like, bro, this shit gonna, the right one gonna come. When I drop the right one, it's gonna go.
So you're just selective. You're trying to be smart about it.
I be chilling. I'm severely chill for some reason with this shit.
Really?
So like, I got like 5 videos out, 5, like 2 visuals, 2 famous animals, and like a open mic. I told them, I was like, it's going to hit soon.
Bro, I already know that since you started been blowing
up. It's a lot of niggas in the city that have been rapping since they were about 15 type of shit. Like video.
Right.
Interview, video, dropping back to back.
You see the value in spreading it out and making them hunger for more content from
it? Yeah, I just feel like if I drop some, like 20,000 views, a lot of them with me. Because shit, we got 1,000 people there. So if you, I'm hitting like, on Facebook, we big on Facebook type shit. That's why Famous Animal on Facebook, cause Facebook, like Memphis and women, we still huge on their Facebook shit. Like I just found out I was trending on Twitter. Cause I got like 12 followers on this shit. I don't know. I don't be on
If you're in a town of 1,000 people, Facebook probably seems great. You can be friends with everybody.
You know the whole time.
Yeah, if you Facebook famous, you dead.
Yeah.
That's crazy, cause like out here, Facebook pretty much for old people. Like, not too many people like under 35 using hella Facebook like that.
Yeah. But then when we got Facebook, the No Jumper stuff going on Facebook, it was like the biggest like revelation of like, oh, there's millions of people on there who are down to watch our content.
Yeah. They fuck with it too. Facebook big where we from. If you popping on, we just call it the book.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Memphis rappers, I always just say the book.
If you popping on the book, you just did.
Yeah.
I already know that since you started going up, though, I'm sure the DM's going crazy. Like, I'm sure you got a lot more attention. I'm sure you got a lot of females on your line. Like,
yeah, I got a girl, though, so she, yeah. I text them and be like, love y'all, but this shit, they just be that.
You'd be hearting the message, but you don't ask them for the number.
I respond to everybody, though. I fuck with, like, if they text me and be like, bro, I love your music, I respond to them. I just look at DM. I like this shit. I like looking at comments and shit. Like, when y'all post it, The video, the freestyle, I was just looking at that. I just like comment.
Oh, so people started posting it and tagging you right away?
Yeah. Most people just get post shit just to get posted. So, like, mumble the words and shit like that. Right. Most niggas don't know what they saying. They just post it. So
that's why that was a cool stream, though, because we were actually just listening to shit that we were hyped on, and it didn't feel like promo or anything, so everybody felt like they could trust whatever we played in that moment, you know?
No, this dude did not pay me, I promise you. My little bro, Smokey, shout out to him.
I ain't know nothing about that.
Yeah, no, we was just...
On Twitch?
Yeah, that's what it was. We were just on Twitch listening to music, and he said to play your shit. We were all jamming out to it, yeah.
And that's because my little bro was jamming it first, and he was like, yeah, this that slap right now. And like, I got homies on the west side of L.A., youngsters that know that shit word for word.
Talking about Gunclad? Yeah. I ain't think this shit made it to the West Coast.
Yeah, well...
Until, like, I got over here, like, try to, like, I say if I go in the dispensary or something, I, like, tell them to play it while we in there in the mall or some shit. But I ain't really think, like, the West Coast really fuck with how we rap in the South.
Nah, but you, but look, fool, like you got punchlines, you got structure, like from a technical perspective, like you rap. You're not
but
just like
crazy. I was getting mad because I felt like a lot of people couldn't comprehend what I was saying, so I was gonna dummy my music.
Please don't.
But it like can't.
You felt like you might be more successful if you dumbed it down like at a certain point.
Not like just ABC rap, but just like on some, just rhyming easily. Right. Then like I don't really think of punchline shit. Like when I did Family Guy shit,
that shit was crazy. The Quagmire bar, you got a RuPaul punchline in there. Like
then I like, I would like leave out like the joke thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would like, shit, maybe they'll get it, but it's like a lot of bars that people didn't get in it. So shit, I don't really just.
I mean, my ball out. You could definitely be too lyrical and have it be a liability.
But I feel like you still, you walk that fine line because you just come in straight with straightforward, hard street content. If people don't understand the punchlines and all that, they you say enough as to where that's relatable and just your whole image and the way you come and they gonna rock with you regardless. But for the people that listen extra, that's why damn near I wouldn't have been surprised if you had said you listen to more like even like New York shit or like more.
Oh, hell yeah. I just, what's that nigga name? That D-Thang G's on the radar freestyle.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with that. I damn didn't know that word for word. I was like, boy, that bitch, like, it's like, I got a drill song. Well, it's me rapping, but like how I rap, but it's on a New York beat. That motherfucker lied.
Okay, you're blowing up with a song called Gun Class. What is the gun culture like where you're from? In the sense is like, does everybody got one?
Open carry.
It is open carry out there, right?
Yeah.
So it's just pretty much everybody got one?
If you're not a felon, you can walk. We got pun shops.
Where you can so go get one.
We don't got gun shops. You walk in a pun shop, you can walk right back out with AR.
Whoa.
Damn.
And walk around with it.
Yeah.
So you just be trotting around, walking down the street with a fucking machine gun hanging out your pants.
Yeah, nah. You can if you want to.
Oh,
shit, if they call the police, shit, and they pull up on you, and it's yours, they gonna hand that bit back, you can go.
Okay, do you feel like it's safer when everybody knows that, you know, if you start yelling at some guy at the gas station that he might shoot you? Like, do you think everybody, like a large percentage of people having guns makes it safer, or do you think it makes it more dangerous?
If the majority of the people in there with guns don't know how to use them, then it's going to be dangerous. Mm. It's going to be random shootings. They're going to be random.
They got to go to gun class.
I can show you what to do.
I mean, if you could just go into a pawn shop and get a gun.
That's crazy.
Like, the shit you have to do to get a gun in L.A. is kind of bullshit.
Not just a gun, fool, an AR.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Anyone you want. You can get a FN, a Glock. AR-12, shit.
To even get a 9mm pistol out here is a whole process. And to get a conceal and carry, that's damn near impossible.
But you can't buy no pistol until you're 21 out there, though.
Okay.
So, but when you 18, you can walk in there and get a full shotgun. You can get a full body AR.
Right.
As long as they rifles.
But what's the logic behind that? How does that make sense?
It's for hunting, right?
Like, a lot of people hunt.
Yeah.
Technically.
Shit, yeah. I like that shit.
You liked hunting?
Yeah, I fuck with it.
Really?
I've been duck hunting.
What's that like though? How you just out for the whole day, or you just go out for a couple hours?
Yeah, nah, you wake up about 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
You got to get on some shit called waders. Them like waterproof, like overalls and shit. You just got to sit in the pond until some ducks land.
Uh huh.
Just shoot them. And I went dove hunting too.
You didn't eat the duck after you just shot
it? I don't eat this.
You don't dispose of the body or anything. You just let it rock.
Just let my boys shoot them. Shit, they shoot them. I'll be like, I'm out there smoking in the hole.
Oh, so you weren't shooting them?
Yeah, I can't. I shot a decoy.
Oh.
He's like, bro, you fucking my shit up. I'm like, my fuck. But see, when we dove when I smacked some doves, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. So you just they just fly and you just take aim or what?
Yeah, you got to. But you shoot them with shotguns and shit.
Right.
So you just pop a dove, you're going to fly.
Is that
most people eat dove, but I don't eat them. I just shoot them when I'm with them.
When you're out here in L.A., does it feel like, damn, I'm a country boy? Like, or like, does it feel like there's a big cultural difference between where you're from and what it's like out here?
Hell yeah. I had to repeat myself a lot.
Your first time here? Or?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, nah. We been before. My mom usually live in Carson.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I had to repeat myself a lot.
You can understand this.
We say, like, Maine and shit, like.
Music.
Music and shit.
You said it without the R.
With music.
Music. Yeah, so you're kind of saying it like reasonable right there. Yeah. There's some Arkansas, Memphis dudes say it's so crazy, bro.
Arkansas, we just, shit.
Okay, it's a little yeah. dumbed down, all right.
You a lot easier to understand than a lot of people from out there, though, for us, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like you enunciate your words way more than I got homies from out there, like, say what? What was that? You know what I mean? Like,
well, this shit tough.
Okay, but this is a conversation I was seeing.
Hold on, I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with that country shit, too.
Oh, you do?
Country song.
Oh,
yeah.
For real?
Yeah, I want to do a song more than one.
Do you just listen to the radio a little bit here and there? You got a couple favorite songs or what?
Strictly Ox Cord. Put the Ox on, like what songs, like what genre?
Like in country.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you have just like a couple songs you fuck with?
My specific one.
Really?
Yeah, they Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen.
Oh, okay.
They're my top. I fuck with them too.
Is that the dude that Dirk did the song with?
I think he did one with Morgan.
Yeah.
But Chris Stapleton, he got that Tennessee Whiskey joint.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I know that song. Yeah.
They made it to the barbecue type shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But what's the emotion like when you listen to the country stuff as opposed to, you know, the street rap that you like?
It's all the same emotion. It's just music to me. Like, this is why I feel like, shit, I can be so lyrical. Because, like, I ain't just focused on just one genre. I listen to all this shit. Like, if I hear a good rock song, shit, I'm gonna bump that motherfucker.
Right. But
if
my,
it
like,
sound good, like
my mood when I want to listen to a good punk song is different than my mood when I want to listen to your shit.
So it's like shit.
I don't know why.
I guess because I actually make music shit. It don't affect me that much. If I'm listening to country, I'm just chilling. I can smoke, chill out the country the same way I can smoke and chill out to fucking Pappy.
Mm.
Like this shit. It's just how they say shit. They say what we say, but without as many curse words shit.
Right. Do you think, this is a conversation I've seen going on a little bit, do you think that Memphis has a dark energy? Mm. Is there something about Memphis that's just kind of different?
There's all the, you know, demonic songs
Memphis
and all
that. Just different overall. I just feel like it's a lot of states that's different, but I ain't never went there. I just feel like you just got to take a little extra precaution when you in the M.
Mm.
But a lot of Memphis niggas don't like coming to West Memphis because it's too small. They like moving around. It's enough to move around, and it's way, we don't got no malls or shit. We want to get some shit. We got to hit the M.
Right.
And I know that Memphis got a crazy drug culture, too. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, this shit been famous. Like, yeah. It's fucking documentaries on this shit.
3-6 were the first rappers I ever heard talk about snorting coke and all this other shit.
And my dad was rapping like that. He made like a little genre called like horrorcore or some shit like that.
Oh, he's a horrorcore rapper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
That's very interesting.
Yeah, from with me.
Because, I mean, a lot of that early 3-6 was kind of classified
that's
in that sort of genre.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's like shock value, violence, drugs, all kinds of crazy shit. Like,
yeah, definitely. But, okay, so you don't think, or you do think that there's a little bit of a dark energy or not? Because I was just out in Memphis.
You got your days.
Right.
I ain't gonna say dark energy. They got their dark clouds.
I was just in Nashville.
And you can go like to certain places and be cozy. Like where most of the Memphis niggas, like Grizzlies live, you go where they live and shit, you cool.
When I was just in Nashville, people were talking to me about Memphis like it was like the evil version of Nashville. Like it was that's the crazy side of this area, you know?
Well, you know, Nashville got its areas too, but Memphis way more active.
Right. So what the fuck happened with this Gucci Mane situation?
Talk about it.
Because when I heard you, I was like, this dude should sign to Gucci. I was like, he sounds like the kind of rapper that Gucci might want to sign. And then
to find out
that it went down like this.
Shout out, Wop.
Block you, man?
Yeah.
So how do you reach out?
Shit, through Instagram. I was in Atlanta on some other shit. And I was just, like, I checked my DMs a lot. But when I was young, like, anybody wanted to sign with Gucci. Especially when he grabbed Shisha. We were like, oh, yeah. But me not working hard, shit, I didn't really care. But I felt like one day, shit, he'll see it one day. So I text him, like, on some young shit, like, on some change my life. I need that. But
You got his number?
Yeah.
Gucci, from the DM.
Send me your number.
Uh-huh.
So, shit, we were chopping it up and shit. Then how the situation went. Like, when he told me shit, I was like, I'm in a situation where I could turn it down. But, like, I just told him, shit, go up a little bit. I thought he would, but shit, I asked him to sign one of my niggas. Cause I'm like, I was like, I'm having motion right now, but we can keep a relationship. You sign one of the guys or some shit. But then he ain't back one day. Then I was like, just scrolling on the gram. I seen somebody tag him, and I clicked him. I'm like, damn, Instagram, hey, no, wow, they took his shit. God, I said, man, this fucked up. That man had, that's a lit, how they take his shit. So I hit the chat, I'm like, man, them folks took Gucci, man, ain't paid, man.
So he's offering you 50K in a chain?
Yeah,
is that accurate?
He ain't tell me that until I asked my lawyer shit. Because I, like, the agreement was too long for me to read. Like, if you excited to sign shit, you going to skip all past the agreement shit, his straight signature.
That's smart,
but
though.
But me,
don't sign anything without reading it.
I looked at this shit. We sent it to some like, high people. They read over. Then I called his lawyer shit. I was like, what's the thing? What's the advance and shit? He was like, 50K. Shit, I kept it to myself. I was chilling with it. I was like, I'm straight. Niggas coming hard. So shit, I ain't know it was gone. I told one of the guys, he blocked me shit. They posted and then it just went viral. Like, I posted on Facebook. I said, no way WAP just blocked me. That's how you know that bit went stupid.
Right. It always goes viral. Any of Gucci's interactions with his artists or whatever.
I went, man, I'm like, damn. Because, like, how I told you, I looked in the chat. I'm like, man, them folks done took that, man, shit. They played.
You were concerned.
Yeah.
But then you found out. Oh.
They were like, shit, it's pulling up on mine. I'm like, what you mean?
You think it's because you kind of pass it up to, like, yo, fuck with the homie?
I ain't just say no. I told him, I'm having motion. One of my guys, he hard. That boy a soldier. Fuck with him. And that way we can keep a relationship through this shit.
Right.
He wasn't feeling that, though.
None of that.
Yeah. I guess I could see how that would be a little offensive, though. If he's trying to sign you and you're like, nah, you should sign my homie, though.
this Southern hospitality shit.
If
I know I'm in a situation where I can be bigger shit, and one of my guys trying to come up in the rap shit, WAP, he that.
But see, this is the problem if you're Gucci Mane these days, is that you want motherfuckers to just be like, yes, I'm down, let's sign. But even an artist like you, who's at the very beginning of your career, you're still like, listen, I know that I should look into this. I should be concerned about the deal and everything, you know? Like, so I don't know. That might be kind of weird for him, because a lot of people will sign to him, no questions asked.
Like, my mama on this shit, too. Mm. Tough. This my guy. Mama. Yeah, for my mama, too. She going to be like, what he talk about?
Right.
Like, what he really talk about type shit.
And that was after Gun Class had already dropped.
Yeah, after Gun Class. Gun Class was already going up. It was about at, like, 700K when he called.
Right. Have you had other people reach out to you that were interested in signing you? Are you having all those conversations now?
It was just a lot of majors.
Right.
They been calling and shit.
You'd rather sign to a major than a rapper?
Yeah. Because I just feel like it's people that's going to be successful as fuck with signed to a rapper. But if you sign to a rapper that's hot right now at the same time as you, shit, who they going to pay attention to more? The nigga they already been bumping with his artist.
Right. But, I mean, something like signing with Gotti, I mean, it kind of feels like he's got a crazy, powerful ability to, like, help make his artist blow up. Like, obviously, I think the Glorilla thing might have happened regardless, but it feels like when he enters the situation, it helps blow artists up a lot.
But he, like, you can't consider him just a rapper, though.
Right.
That nigga, like, an entrepreneur type shit. That's a different type of ball game when you with Gotti type shit.
Right.
But if you sign to, like, a rapper, his main priority is to drop albums and shit. It's just like, why not hit the major shit and just become your own?
Right. So where do you see your career going from here? Like, what do you think of the moves that you need to make in order to take it to the next level now?
Shit, just network with the bigger people. But I don't really I just got out the shell to, like, really want to come around a lot of folks type shit.
Right.
Like, I be around a lot of my guys, but, like they be like, you trying to hit the party? I'm straight. Cool with this shit.
So you sitting on hella music right now?
Yeah, I feel like I ain't cocky and shit. I just feel like the tape ain't gonna have no skills. Cause there's some shit on there that's better than Gun Clap. Like that snippet I dropped there, Bezaland.
I think that's smart though, because I think, like, that's one of the things with Pooh Shiesty. He released, like, pretty slowly in the beginning. He had such a signature flow. And especially when you have, like, that signature flow, I feel like you don't want to flood the market too much and make people bored of hearing the way you rap.
Yeah, that's why we come different every time. Like, it's okay to do, like, the drill shit, but I feel like it's more the drill. I'm on the hit run right now. Like,
you batting 1,000. Like, you don't want to fuck
yeah, yeah. They heard the drills. I got the 40 some reasons and I got good class. They heard how we coming in the trenches, so now it's time to hit. Shit they want to listen to every day.
We were just interviewing Skilla Baby, and he was making it pretty clear that he don't feel like ever leaving Detroit. Or he couldn't really see himself moving to L.A. Like, what's your attitude on that? You imagine yourself staying out there? Or
in L.A.?
Or
shout out Skilla, man. Skilla, we just knocked some shit out.
Oh, you did, really?
Fire.
Oh, small world. I was just thinking, why am I mentioning him? You probably don't even know who that is, but there you go.
Yeah, we just did some shit in the studio.
Oh, that's fire. That's awesome.
This shit was lit.
But, could you see yourself moving out of West Memphis? Do you imagine yourself living in L.A. at some point or something?
I am. I ain't moving to L.A., though, y'all. This shit high.
It's too crazy out here?
This shit high. Shit. I'm going to move away, though. There's always been a plan. Everybody, either you going to play shit. A lot of niggas had football hoop dreams.
Right.
Shit, not too many going to make it a route, so shit. Everybody going to get the highest paying job they can to get out the city.
Right. Where would you imagine yourself moving, though?
Shit, probably like around like the outskirts, like little Georgia area or some shit.
Okay.
ATL even or nah?
Nah. Because I don't like to be around too many shit like this too. You pop out, you going to be seen.
You're not used to being around a lot of people like that.
Like the city's small as hell. I ain't used to just did all that deep shit. Like we clustered up and shit, but hell yeah, you know everybody. Like
Atlanta is the rapper metaverse. And everybody has a chain on that says their name, so you know who they are. It's like a little, it really feels like you're playing a video game.
Shit, but I ain't like really, like y'all know, they all know who I am, shit.
Definitely. Who would be your dream collab? Artist you really think you'd make crazy music with?
Man, Skilla got a good ad connection on some shit. But I just, like, dream shit?
Yeah.
I don't even know. That one tough. I ain't never really just thought of no dream collab. I thought, like, big collabs that'll help the career out and shit.
Yeah, big.
Shit, like, niggas like Dirt.
Mm.
Like you get Drake. I never fumbled a Drake verse.
I could think of some rappers that fumbled the Drake verse.
Some people don't fumble it.
Yeah. I say that's the number one. Drizzy.
For sure.
I feel like, shit, I'm going to do what I do regardless on that motherfucker. That, him and Youngboy shit, them like.
Youngboy.
This just, that one tough, though.
Well, it might be hard to get a Dirk feature after that.
You're going to have to, talking about choosing, yeah. You're going to have to make that choice.
Yeah, you know, there's a choice of shit, so shit.
As soon as you said Drake, too, I was thinking, oh, okay.
No, well, Youngboy.
Not on the next Kanye album.
He ain't really like just the Youngboy feature. He ain't really like shit, just the Youngboy feature shit. He just big as hell. Everybody, like, in the city fuck with this shit.
Right.
But I ain't never just, like, bumped him. Because I was like, I don't know why the fuck everybody gravitated toward the Chicago shit. Like, hard.
So, there's other, but since you tried to put your mans on, I assume there's a lot of talent in your clique. It's not just you. Yeah.
Yeah. They all can rap. Like, I feel like this side, the South, I just feel like this is just musical anyway. So, shit, a lot of my guys took. That's why I'm confident in them. Like, we very blunt. You got to be thick-skinned where we at. We going to tell you this shit suck.
Right.
Like, tough. Like, we going to be like, nah, just stick to being the game.
I feel like back in the day in the South, a lot of the music that blew up was like the strip club was a big part of like how music was blowing up. And like, is it still like that or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, it's back popping.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas trying their best to make club songs because the females, this is a strong-ass crowd. That's why I react with them so much. That female crowd fuck with you is dead. That's why I feel like Big Boogie is so big.
Right.
Niggas can hate on them all day, but them females are going to keep that. They going to bring it.
You're gonna go in that direction too? Make some shit for the club?
Yeah, I just feel like I can make some shit diverse enough that you can play it in the club.
Mm.
Gun Class got some club love?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Gun Class got some
The best shit. Street records always just become club records somehow.
Right. I ain't gonna say I'm focused on trying my hardest to put some shit down for a club, but I'm gonna make some shit.
Nah, because even like, look, like Chief Keef, like, don't like that shit went crazy in the club. Like, yeah, like. That wasn't the intention behind it, though.
Like that, shit, like, Lil Boosie set it off. Like, you can hear that in the party. Right. Like, for 20-year-old, that bitch gonna go crazy.
I seen somebody say on Twitter the other day, I never heard Boosie in the club.
That's cap.
Yeah, they like,
that's fucked up. You went to some shitty-ass clubs.
What, Wipe Me Down and Independent never
that's
got
what I'm saying.
In the club?
If you ain't heard that in the club, you're fucking, what club?
They set it off. There's a party. Man.
Yeah. Hey, well, how are you on Mud Baby? Where'd that come from?
Shit, where I'm from, like, shit, we really from the This shit trenches.
Okay.
Where I thought
I'm
it
from,
was
I'm from one street, my man. The house I grew up in, man, that shit was up from the 1900s and shit till I was about 16. Damn. That's when I finally moved.
I swear to God, I thought you was talking about lean.
Now you can take it that way too. You just however you want to make the persona shit.
Right.
But my main meaning to it shit, we from the yeah. Right. I said that in this song there. Had to put water on the stove to take me a bath. How the fuck I come over from there? This shit like real.
Water on the stove.
Yeah, yeah.
What, to get it warm?
Yeah, yeah. They cut the hot water off. You boil this shit, pour it in the tube each time. Shit, get right.
I just feel like it wouldn't work. By the time you got a decent amount of water in the tub, it would already be cold. Oh, if it's big, yeah.
Big ass spaghetti pots and shit.
Damn. So you really came up from nothing. That's the point you're getting across here. Okay.
Real did.
I fuck with it, man. The music is great, and we're all big fans, so.
Killing it.
And them folks be on my head about that chili and cinnamon roll shit.
What's that?
Chili and cinnamon roll.
What's that?
Chili.
Okay.
And the side is cinnamon roll.
But that's just what you eat?
This is what they eat. This is what West Memphis in certain parts of other places.
Do you say that in the song and I missed it?
No, like it's just shit. I ate it one day and they fucked me up though. They got on my ass about it. They were like, "What the fuck? What is
just
that?"
Just because it's super like southern and like,
they like ain't nobody
super regional.
Like, why the fuck you eating chili and cinnamon roll? I'm like, bro, they serve this at school. Like you have a daddy, son, mama, daughter, like chili cinnamon roll day. That's a thing.
That's wow. Just like when people first saw chicken and waffles, and they're like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah.
Like spaghetti, that's not a main dish. Shit, side and shit, like it's different. Everything really different. That's why you gotta. I feel like it's so hard for us to adapt everywhere.
Just because the food's different.
Shit different. Everything right. Different. It's too big out here, like type shit.
I used to talk to a girl from out there in Arkansas. She used to take baths in bleach.
Mm. Wow.
I swear to God.
Why?
How she would clean herself. She put bleach in the fucking bathtub.
I'll just like use some Epsom salt or some shit.
Damn. Prayers up for her. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's not all there.
Sounds like she's going through some shit. Yeah.
Check on that woman.
All right, my baby Rue, I appreciate you, dog.
Look, I ain't
looking forward to seeing all the shit you got coming up. So
keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for all my other partners from West Memphis, Finesse Gang, Cliff, BBD Yella, NASA, Cashflow, all of them. You feel me?
There you go. Appreciate you, dog.
Appreciate it, gang.
Much love. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support